Hello, welcome to the Snap UK.
Could you just deafen yourself?
Well, a little bit.
Music is very loud. We normally can't hear it.
Yeah, we normally can't hear it.
We can both hear it today.
It's it's quite shocking. But anyway, we're here. We're at Chateau Gym. There is me, Mike. There's Jim. Oh, fucking hell. Can I turn this down?
You've been fiddling with your knobs again, have you? No surprise.
With the technology today.
It's normally my role.
There you go. It's better now.
Excellent.
We're at Chateau Gym. Paul can't be with us, work. Gary can't be with us.
PTA.
Pretty terrible. I can't think of it.
Anus?
Yes.
Pretty terrible.
I'd imagine he has.
I imagine it's fucking disgusting. We see it quite a lot.
Don't move on from that too quickly. So my understanding of that situation is Paul has to do something important, work.
Well, he doesn't really. He's got drinks after work.
But mandatory.
Mandatory.
Whereas Gary has been told by the missus, you can't go out to play because I want to go to school and make up rules for other people.
Yes.
Just checking.
Sounds very much like her.
Whoa. I have no...
We are at their house for the Super Bowl at the weekend.
Yeah.
I know, but she doesn't listen to this after,
that's true.
After a certain incident involving a cake.
I think you find it was a pie.
Yes.
Creamy pie. Mm.
But it is. We are at... It's the Super Bowl this weekend.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I'll only do it once.
It will actually be a Super Bowl, I think.
I think... I'm very much looking forward to it.
You just get it out of the way now and go, well, this person will win, and then we're off.
Yeah, basically. Now let's give it some thought, give it some love,
give it some credence.
Exactly, it's an important game. It's the best night of the year, apart from. It's the best night of the year.
It might actually be the best night of the year.
Yeah,
it used to be Christmas Eve when you were a kid.
Yeah,
your birthday. Not anymore.
Like some people like Halloween.
You know, I don't like Halloween.
No, I don't. I'm an adult.
Yeah, I'm not American.
Yeah,
I don't really understand it myself.
The Super Bowl, or Halloween,
either.
Okay.
I mean, you should know the Super Bowl. You've been in half of the ones you've watched.
that is true, and it's always a joy to not be in them.
Well,
which is good because going forward, I suspect we'll not be in a lot of them.
I know. You've got a safe run for a few years.
I would say so. I would say so.
But anyway, this weekend it is the Chiefs versus the Niners. I can't imagine. If that's news to you, you probably...
Shouldn't be listening to this podcast.
Because this is key analysis we'll be providing now. So before we go into our predictions, scores...
Got to do scores as well.
Oh, God, yeah. Everyone's giving me a score.
Why are you giving you a score?
Gary and Paul are giving me scores.
I was going to say, I don't
know. No, I fucking want scores, man.
All right.
I'm now doing my Horner sort of impression.
Very controlling.
Allegedly controlling.
Is Jerry Halliwell going to stand by you?
Probably not. I'm let off a really bad guff, so she doesn't want to be anywhere near me. Injury wise, let's mention injuries. Start off with the bad. So Joe Tunney is unable to practice this week. Neither is Jerick McKinnon.
Andy Reid said it's a long shot that he's going to play. Sounds ominous.
Admittedly, he wasn't in the championship game, and it's not that they didn't.
They did all right.
On the 49ers side, Arik Armstead has missed some training sessions, so has Kittle, but they look like they'll actually play.
Armstead's had he's had a season where he's missed a couple of games. He's been out there and there, but I expect him to play. And I don't think anything would stop Kittle being on the field come Sunday.
Yeah, although the press conference where he was going through what Harry Potter houses his teammates would be in, I was like, oh man, you're an adult. It made me consider who I wanted to win the Super Bowl.
Do you think it's like, do you remember, was it Marshawn Lynch On media day.
I'm only here so I get fined.
Yeah. I kind of feel Kittle's a little bit like this. I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about.
I suppose,
not let you get a word in and I don't say anything controversial.
Fair enough. Yeah. Nah. Actually, it's fair. It is. Normally, they are just the most boring things to watch, aren't they?
Yeah.
But yeah. So, let's look at matchups and key players here. So, you know, if we go through each team, pick up four or five key players that we're going to be looking out for. So, let's start with the Chiefs as the home team, mm-hmm. the team in red. They'll be there this weekend. Who are you looking forward to seeing this weekend?
Do we have to say the obvious?
We can say the obvious.
Should we start with the obvious?
George Karlaftis.
He's had a great season.
Yeah.
Really coming on well.
Well, come on. But I imagine the obvious one's Mahomes.
Yes.
Someone was at work.
Brittany Mahomes.
I mean, not the dad Mahomes, is it? Especially if he's got a drive. They've had a bad week. Patrick, someone at work was asking me, why should I like the Chiefs or the 49ers? I was like, well, if you know, the Chiefs is a bit like supporting, like, United in the 90s and 2000s or like City now.
On that point, because I was thinking about it, I think you're absolutely right. Because it is turning into a dynasty of sorts. But I don't think people hate them the way that people hated the Patriots.
No.
Or the Cowboys back in the day.
Not yet.
Not yet.
They're coming. They are getting there.
Do you think?
Not as much as the Patriots, but we have to remember.
I think the brand of football they've been playing, not so much this year, but...
The Cowboys come with everything attached to the Cowboys, you know, calling themselves America's team.
Yeah.
You know, just that horrible swagger that they have when things are
Michael Irvin.
They branded themselves America's team.
Yeah.
That's like giving yourself a nickname. Yeah. That's not a thing. You can't do that.
Yeah. And the Patriots, you know, they are...
We cheated
a lot. The evil empire.
It was an evil empire.
We cheated a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And... Besides, that's why I quite liked them.
Well,
I like the guys who, they're going to beat you anyway, but they couldn't help but cheat.
win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat. Who said that?
No idea.
Jafar in Aladdin. It's one of the few Disney quotes I know, and I like it.
But yeah, at the moment, the players, like, Brady, you watch Brady, like, intense competitor, fierce, like, but, you know, Gary would always, like, he didn't want to hear him speak. He'd annoy you on the sideline, like, whereas, and when he played, he was very, very good. But he wasn't exciting, he was efficient.
Not spectacular.
But you watch Mahomes these few years, and he's still... Like, he is more of a game manager now. Like, he's been very open about his love of... And I don't like... People get really angry at the game manager. A good game manager is a fucking great quarterback.
That's true. That is true.
Like...
I don't think I'd ever entitle Mahomes as a game manager. He's just too spectacular for that. I think he's always got the ability to do something that was just fucking amazing. Even, like, the Super Bowl they lost against the Bucks, that throw where he was literally...
On his side, being tackled.
Didn't complete it, but we still talk about it because it was so amazing.
Well, it was a drop, wasn't it, as well? It should have been caught.
Yeah, it should have been. I think he's always got that in his pocket. And I think for that reason, and because he's fun to watch, the Chiefs generally are fun to watch. I don't feel people will get bored of them or start to hate them. I think they'll get annoyed that or bored and that I'd like someone else to win because that's more interesting. But I don't feel it'll be a... Oh my God, I fucking hate the Chiefs. I never want to see them win again.
It might as well also depend what happens with Reed, because I think Reed is also, he carries a lot of love. People like do like Andy Reed. He's quite deprecating guy compared to Belichick, who, you know, money long talk, I just want to Cincinnati. You know, like that sort of.
That's actually a really good impression.
Thank you very much. Oh, shit, I've got Elvis.
late career Elvis.
Go from Bill Belichick to Elvis in this.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
That's might be what he's doing this year. He's going to do the circuit.
His Elvis impression.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, but I think that they have Reed, they have Mahomes, Kittle, you know.
Kelsey.
Kelsey. You compare Kelsey to Gronk. Like, Gronk is a dick.
Yeah.
Like, Kelsey is also a dick, but.
But he's a bit more of a lovable dick.
Yeah.
Dude, Kelsey. Yeah. Oh, come off it. I cannot stand the man.
Oh, no.
I don't mind him.
I like him.
I don't like him. I don't like the podcast that they do, him and Jason. I don't like any of it. Contrived. It's so controlled by the media. The whole, what's her name? That fucking bint that they keep bringing on the telly.
Cyrus.
No, the other one.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
That's the one. It's all just staged. It's so staged and it's painful to watch.
I don't mind.
Can't stand it.
But yeah, I don't listen to the podcast, but you know.
I tried listening to it.
Oh.
It was rubbish.
The only thing is, at least they have, like, could you imagine a Gronk podcast? It would be the worst. Imagine 6 minutes of audio because you get distracted by a bee or something. Like, have you seen him when he did I think it was New Year, was it Thanksgiving with Steve Harvey? Steve Harvey's there with a Lego head of himself. And Gronk comes on and you can see him just, he does a shuffle and then spikes the Lego head. You can see Steve Harvey going, what the fuck am I doing here? Who is this dick?
I'm not going to argue with Gronk.
Yeah, he's a very special person.
But yeah, like, I think that there's the levels of likability, but imagine it will happen because it doesn't matter how likable, you keep winning. Like, it's going to piss people off.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Mahomes?
Mahomes, yeah. I guess we know Mahomes is a difference maker. It's, you know, we also remember the Tampa Bay Super Bowl. Is can they keep him upright?
I think the difference this time is that Mahomes is fit.
Yeah.
You know, he had a toe injury or an ankle injury? There was a lower leg injury, and he also didn't have his two starting tackles, one of his starting guards.
Yeah.
They were all out.
It was basically four men picked off the street.
And they didn't really have a running game at that point at all.
Yeah.
That's completely changed this time. I was going to say my key man for this game on the Chiefs side of the offense would probably be Pacheco. I think if he gets 100 yards, I would say they're probably win the game. So, I mean, the 49ers run defense hasn't been amazing. It was absolutely gashed in the championship game. I think that's what you're going to be looking at if you're Pacheco and go, I can do what Montgomery does. I'm big. I'm strong. I can run like an idiot. That'll take the pressure off Mahomes, and then Mahomes can do the things that Mahomes does, even with shit wide receivers.
I entirely agree with Pacheco. I think, is it McKinnon as well? Like, I think the two of them, it will be key how they manage to distribute the ball amongst the backfield. For me, the key component is the wide receiver core. Who is it going to be? Is it going to be Rashi Rice stepping up, or is it going to be Kadarius Toney falling over?
They said Kadarius Toney is fit and now training, which I then loved on Instagram.
I just think that's where the game could be lost, because you don't get many opportunities in a Super Bowl against the Niners defense. And if the ball is thrown to someone of those receivers like Kadarius Toney and he drops what are quite often what we would think of as easy catches, that'll be game over. Because you just don't get those many opportunities. If it goes to anyone other than Rashi Rice, for me, it's a gamble.
It was, yeah. I mean, Valdez-Scantling had a couple of good catches in the Ravens game, but he's done sweet buck all this year compared to last year.
He has one good game in six.
Yeah. He's been good in the playoffs. He's been the one they've gone to when they want to win the game.
Playoff Valdez-Scantling.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't ring quite as well, does it?
Yeah. No.
But it's true. He has sort of stepped up his game. But for me, it's Rashi Rice or bust. Now, I know that's not including Kelsey, but I'm talking purely the receiver room.
Yeah, yeah. No one else matters.
I don't think so.
I actually I quite like the fact that Tony wasn't there. I think he's a distraction.
Mahomes had thrown a career high 14 interceptions this season. How many does he throw in the Super Bowl? I'm saying I'm setting the over under at 2.5.
Oh wow, under.
Ooh, under.
Yeah?
How many has he thrown in the playoffs?
One or none, I can't remember. None. Right. I don't think it matters. I think that the Niners will have a beat on him. I think the wide receivers might let him down, and I think he might be playing catch up. 2.5, I'm setting the bar at.
I will still go under, because I think it'll be 2 max. And I think if I was setting the bar, it would have been 1.5. Because he's too good. I think where there might be an interception is, to your point, it bounces off a receiver's hands. And that will come from him being rushed by the pass rush. That he's just trying to get the ball out early and the receiver's not ready for it, or he's Kadarius Toney.
Yeah. I don't know. It feels imminently to me like if his stats after the game read something like, you know, 25 of 35 for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns but 3 interceptions, I wouldn't be surprised. That's the sort of game I feel this is going to be.
It's going to be a shootout.
I think it has to be. I really do. Because otherwise, I think the Chiefs comfortably lose if it's not a shootout.
Oh, I don't know. You've watched them this playoff one. They're nasty.
You're nasty.
You know, yeah. Fuck you. And you smelly bastard. they're winning in the trenches, and it's. I know they've got the potential to do those like the old big ass plays and stuff, but yeah, they are.
They don't do it as much.
They don't do it.
No, nowhere near.
I guess to your point, I agree. But where is the 49ers strongest, especially on defense? For me, it's in the trenches.
Yeah.
You look at that front four. I know Chase Young probably hasn't had the impact that I'd certainly hoped he has. But you've still got, I mean, presuming Armstead's going to come back. You've still got Randy Gregory. You've still got Hargreaves. And then you've still got Nick Bosa. There's 5 players that they can alternate. And this is what it's what the Bucs did to win, was keep Mahomes under pressure. And I don't think he's really been under pressure as much in the playoffs as he has been in previous games. He's had, there's been, especially
the Ravens were disappointing in that.
Disappointing in the pass rush.
Yeah.
He had a lot of time. If you give Mahomes a lot of time, he is going to beat you. Because no matter how good your cornerbacks are, you can't keep up with a receiver for 5, 6, 7 seconds.
No.
I think that, for me.
Even if that receiver is Kadarius Toney.
Even if that receiver is Kadarius Toney. But forgetting about that, you're going to have Kelsey. I think, again, looking at the 49ers defense and the matchup, I'd be, I think Kelsey is brilliant. I'd be more confident if Hufanga was playing for the 49ers. I'd be like, all right, that's done. Cause I'm not too convinced by the 49ers safeties marking over. But then you've got Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw, who are, for me, both Pro Bowl worthy linebackers. And Greenlaw would probably be in the Pro Bowl if he didn't have Fred Warner playing alongside him. So, yeah, I think, I don't know. The whole key for this game for the 49ers to win is to get pressure on Mahomes and keep it there.
I think they will. I really do.
On the other side, can the Chiefs get pressure on Purdy?
Yes.
Chris Jones
can get pressure on anyone.
Yep.
And the interior of the 49ers offensive line isn't great. So, yeah, I mean, that favours Chris Jones.
And we've just come off L'Jarius Sneed having an insanely effective game against the Ravens. He'll be up against, like, I think Gary's put his key matchup as Sneed versus Ayuk. Yeah. You know.
I would take the 49ers receivers over the Ravens.
Oh, God.
Receivers. I just think for pure, and actually, like, talk about kind of physicality on the defense side, there's physicality on the offensive side as well.
Yeah.
Both Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel are physical wide receivers, and even Jennings to an extent. Actually, not to an extent, he just is.
Yeah.
They are big, bully-type wide receivers. Like, Deebo Samuel is famous. He's built like a running back. He's not going to let the ball be punched out of his famous last words.
Yeah.
He's not going to let the ball be punched out of his hands on the 1-yard line. That's just not going to happen.
Nah.
Watch it happen.
Well, yeah. We're starting to believe.
No. Nope. Almost starting to believe.
I honestly, Gary, I'm really listening to this. I am taking my phone. I am locking it in the car so you can't access Twitter or anything.
Yeah. It's fine. He's learned his
lesson. You get your T-shirt printed?
I didn't know.
Oh, that's such a shame. We could draw one with a pen.
I might just, yeah, go.
Get some white T-shirts.
Yeah. Does anyone see it being a tight game? Like, could we?
I do, yeah.
Could it be down to Butker or Moody?
Yep. I think so.
I think
it could be a shootout, and it's whoever has the ball last. It could be down to that, and instead of if it's 2 minutes and either team has got, you know, within a point to win or 2 points. Obviously, both Andy Reid and I think you got the matchup of the best two coaches in football at the moment.
Yeah,
Andy Reid is you know, he was often criticised for timekeeping. That's not an issue anymore. I think really, and both these teams are able to run the ball and control the clock. So yeah, it could come down to who's got the ball last and a kick a goal.
Yeah,
you're a dubious man.
I think. Obviously, it's obvious to say whoever gets the ball last, there's a good chance that that person will be in, or that team will be in a position to win. But I suspect the game will have run away from one team or another by that point. Either we're going to find out that Mahomes can't cope under pressure in the Super Bowl, or we're going to find out that Purdy can't cope under pressure in the Super Bowl. Because I think defensive units, the front defensive units of both teams are going to be putting incredible pressure on these players. Purdy rightly gets a lot of plaudits. And the thing this week going around, Cam Newton coming out and saying he's the 10th best player on the team.
True.
Yeah, and Purdy said, I think it is true, but there are 90 other quarterbacks on rosters and he's not one of them. It's a brilliant comeback. But we're going to see him get tested. Everything, I mean, we'll do the predictions later. Everything up to the run-up to this game has told me pick the Niners, apart from the fact that Mahomes has done this before. And I don't know. I don't have a feeling one way or the other. Like, this is the... I cannot think of a Super Bowl I found harder to pick than this one. I really can't think. I've been back over the last few years of our podcast to see... And I've always just had one way or the other. Normally, actually, I've been pretty much right. The only time I picked the Patriots to win, though, Eagles. Was when we lost to the Eagles. So I fucked up one. But, yeah, I think shootout, but I think it could run away from either the Chiefs due to the wide receivers or the Niners if Purdy isn't as resilient as we are assuming he's going to be. You know... And also the injury thing. The Niners have been better this year than any other year under Shanahan for injuries. Absolutely. What makes you think that won't bite you in the Super Bowl? Because it feels like it always does.
I've only been to the Super Bowl a couple of times last year.
No, it feels like injuries in general get you under the Shanahan regime.
That's a very fair point. There's no reason why it can't happen first play of the game.
Aaron Rodgers.
Or Christian McCaffrey gets knocked out of the game. And suddenly the game changes.
Or have you... Did you use your luck in the last game? You know, the ball bouncing off Ayuk's off the defender's face into Ayuk's hand. Mm. Admittedly, a superb catch by Ayuk.
Yeah,
it was, you know, wonderful play. But like, you know, let's not kid. If it's Campbell for the first half, but a just slightly different coach for the second half. They probably take the points on the board and you're not in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. For me, undoubtedly, the better team is the Niners.
Yeah.
But the better player is Mahomes. Yeah. And I cannot. I keep leaning into the Niners and bouncing off the big, tall shadow of Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. And I am yet... You're going to ask us in a few minutes to pick. And at the moment, I can't pick. I don't know the answer. I just feel it could be a high scoring... Like, everything that the Rams-Patriots Super Bowl wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think is going to happen.
What I'd love I'd love it to be just another Pats Eagles games, like where it's just two offenses just slinging dick.
Yeah.
And like,
you want to see Nick Foles back?
I'd love to see that. Like, you look at the stats from that game.
They are ridiculous.
Like, Brady had 515 yards and the Pats never punted and lost. Like, it was just the most brilliant. I'd love something like that.
We also did a podcast at halftime.
We did.
Crazy, wasn't it?
I know. Crazy times.
Yeah.
I keep seeing that thing about Brady would have had 10 Super Bowls if it wasn't for Nick Foles and Eli Manning. And you're like,
the NFC East.
Yeah. You're like, oh no, that's harsh.
Do you see Eli at the Pro Bowl with his rapping?
No.
Oh, I saw a bit of it, yeah.
Yeah, my name's Eli. I'm nice. Brady's the GOAT. Well, I beat him twice.
I mean, why not? You can live on that now you've retired.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, but why not? So, this will be a ambush. Let's go prediction. Do you want me to do Paul and Gary since they're not here?
Go on.
You've got to do it while impersonating them, though.
Ooh. So, guess who this is? Chiefs 28, Niners 21.
You?
That's Paul.
Oh, all right, Gary, for that.
No, I can't do impressions. I'll do it as Elvis.
Chiefs 28, Niners 21.
Uh-huh, yeah. He's also gone with Travis Kelce MVP. He's gone for two Kelce touchdowns. He proposes to Taylor Swift during an interview.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know what? That's not...
End me if that happens.
I would not be shocked if that happened.
Fuck me. Gary.
Uh-huh.
He's going with Chiefs 30, 49ers 24. MVP Mahomes. And yeah, he's got key matchups with Snead Ayuk and Trent Williams versus the defensive line. So. Uh-huh. Griff.
Just stop.
I can't do it anymore.
I know it's in Las Vegas, but just stop.
What would you say, Griff? balls on the line. When you know,
31-34 Chiefs. 31-34 Chiefs. I don't know. I honestly I don't know, because if you told me it was the other way around, I'd take that. I think between McCaffrey, Ayuk, and Debo on one side, and Patrick Mahomes on the other side, that will outweigh the defenses for the most part. And it will be high scoring, and it will be some random turnover that decides the game.
It's going to sound like I'm absolutely ripping off. But in my head, I had 35-31 Chiefs.
Yeah. And you can't pick the Chiefs. Come on now.
Can we pick the Chiefs?
I can pick the Chiefs.
But he's not here for me to bully.
I completely agree with your point around the Chiefs have got that. A, they've got Mahomes, but they've got that winning know-how. They've been there. They've done it. I think Mahomes said yesterday in one of the press conferences, you know, he's also lost in a Super Bowl and he remembers how that feels. He doesn't want that to happen again. There are a few 49ers that have got that as well. Don't get me wrong, but just, yeah.
It's the Mahomes factor.
It is. It really is. I think he's...
I picked against him in the championship game and felt stupid. Stupid.
I didn't, because they know how to win. And even if it gets ugly and it is 17-10 or 17-15 or whatever.
I've picked against him throughout the playoffs. And I'm doing the same again. 31-28, 49ers. Jake Moody kicks for the win.
I like it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll be over the
Someone has to fucking pick the 49ers. Best team in football.
I picked the Super Bowl and I picked the Chiefs to win right at the start of the season. So I'm gonna stick with consistency.
And that's what I'm doing. I picked the 49ers from the start.
Right.
I think that you do enough. And just so you know, if you do win, I will be reminding you forever that you predicted they'd lose.
Yeah, I know.
And you won't be able to enjoy it.
I will still enjoy it.
Oh, no, you won't.
I promise you I will. I will probably be quite drunk at that point, so I won't care about what you say.
Well, Gary will be sober. He won't enjoy it.
Yeah, well, that's his fault.
So,
But no, I agree. This is the hardest
one. This is the hardest one, because On the way over, I was just like, well, there's no way the Chiefs lose because they've got Mahomes.
Yeah.
Kelsey, you know, but then you're like, oh, but.
Spagnuolo's been playing.
Yeah.
Brilliant games.
Ridiculous, yeah.
But for some reason, like, Shanahan's going to win one. And I think this is the year. So we will see. We'll see. I will listen to this back. I'll, you know, not that'll be hard. Four for the Chiefs.
If you're right and the 49ers do win, who's MVP?
McCaffrey.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I think you win it on the ground. So yeah, because I think it'll be high. I think it's a high scoring game. I think it'll be an offense. They like to be offensive MVPs anyway.
When was the last defensive one? Was it the Seattle?
What didn't Donald get?
Malcolm Butler, the MVP.
No.
Then I don't know.
No, Stafford won it. Sure, Stafford was the MVP for the Rams winning it.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, I thought it was that. Was it Malcolm Smith?
Malcolm Smith, sorry.
Seattle Seahawks.
I think you might be right.
You might be right. I'm just looking it up. There is a page.
I was filling for you. Tick,
tick, tick, tick, tick. Unbelievable. You're under pressure.
Malcolm Smith.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Done fuck all since.
Yeah. Is he even still in the league?
No, probably not.
I wouldn't have thought so.
It was Cooper Kupp.
Oh,
when
yeah.
The Rams won.
That's right.
Wow.
Who
he should have been league MVP that year as well.
Yeah. I think that because he was great, but it was Donald that won it with the
yeah, that last play. Yeah.
But yeah,
that was a good Super Bowl.
That was a good Super
Bowl. It was a good Super Bowl. We're agreed.
Any more has it been any no. I lie. Von Miller. When the Broncos beat the
Panthers.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, he was the last defensive
right,
MVP. Since then, Brady, Foles, Edelman, Mahomes, Brady, Kupp, Mahomes. so, yes. Okay. Should we go into the news?
Yes.
Because the head coach, merry-go-round, the big man circus.
It's over.
The big man circus.
the big cheese roundabout.
The big cheese wheel.
Yeah. It's over. And the last guy to pick his seat is Dan Quinn.
I think it works like that.
The last guy picked.
Yeah.
That's all I can hear now.
I mean, that is more exciting than what the Commanders are going to be. So Dan Quinn is now the Washington Whatever's head coach.
I like that name, though.
Yeah.
Washington Whatever's.
Yeah. That could stick. I like that.
So, you know, Dan Quinn, for the last four years, has been defensive coach at the
Dallas Cowboys,
where he's been brilliant in the regular season and then fucking useless in the playoffs. And I mean, if you can bring that to the whatevers, that would be fine because, you know, they've not been troubling playoffs much lately. It's been met with some derision by the whatever's fans, who basically don't see much of a difference between Rivera and Dan Quinn.
Because there isn't.
It's not an exciting hire, is it?
No. So, there is, the rumours are around that basically they wanted other people, but Ben Johnson pulled his hat out of the ring. I think Slowik never really.
Didn't Ben Johnson text the team while they were in the air to come and meet him?
Yes.
Yeah, that would have gone down well.
Yes.
I feel like Ben Johnson might be the new Josh McDaniels. Just for that kind of shit stirring. Oh, I'm just going to stay with the Lions. Oh, hang on, no, I'm going to interview. Nope, staying. That feels like a Josh McDaniels type move.
Yeah, you're possibly not wrong. It's a lot to tar someone with that brush, though.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't seen him fail at a team and then go away and then be touted to come back to the Colts yet.
true.
So I'm prepared to hold off on that one, but I know what you're saying. But yeah, I think it's entirely possible that caught the whatever's out. But I also think they maybe didn't focus enough on getting someone in. They just waited to see what happened with everyone else.
It's strange because like a couple of years ago, they got Carson Wentz to be their head coach, quarterback.
Yeah. Maybe he'd be better at coaching.
Maybe. What happened then was basically they knew that there was going to be a round of quarterbacks, you know, and they wouldn't be able to get any. So they just went early and went like, well, we'll just take Wentz because he's available.
And overpaid for him.
And eventually it failed. And this, for the head coach one, what they've done is the exact opposite. They've let everyone else pick, you know, and then they're like, well, Johnson and Slowick are not really interested. Bill Belichick, you know, wants too much control. Vrabel's too big. too big and imposing. So might as well get Dan Quinn. And with that...
I like Dan Quinn.
I like Dan Quinn.
But I suspect Dan Quinn's going to be one of these people, a bit like Josh McDaniels, who should stay at being a coordinator.
I completely agree.
And I just...
he did get a team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he got a team 28-3 up in the Super Bowl, and then it completely went to shit.
Not just any team, the Falcons, who are rubbish.
Yeah.
No, he was really good, but does it not feel like that was it?
Well, he did it with Shanahan as his offensive coordinator. Yeah. He had Matt Ryan, Julio Jones.
Yeah.
Like...
Basically, you're saying you could have got that team to the Super Bowl.
Effectively, yeah. And I might have just said to like Matt at halftime, look, just whatever you do, just don't get sacked.
Yeah, don't get knocked out of field goal range.
You fucking idiot.
It was 28-3. It wasn't just on that play. Like, there were several plays that...
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the favourite one.
Stand up.
That was the one you knew. Shit, they're losing this. So I put here, what does Dan Quinn need to do to get the Washington whatever's competing for the playoffs again? Because he's brought in Cliff Clinkernuts as his offensive coordinator.
I don't like it.
Who everyone last week thought he was joining the Raiders and then the contract.
See, now that felt like a Josh McDaniels move.
Fair.
And he's brought Joe Witt from Dallas to be his defensive coordinator. He was the secondary coach. The Cowboys.
I'm all right with that because he obviously knows him.
Yeah.
I think
second juice is fucking good.
I suspect under Dan Quinn and Joe Witt, the defense will be pretty damn good. Only they got rid of some of their best defensive players last year.
I'd rephrase the question. I don't think it's what Dan Quinn has to do. I think it's more what Adam Peters has to do in terms of they need to decide what direction are they going in. Are they going to go in the direction of we've got a shitload of cap space, we're going to bring in some really good players, and we're going to, you know, win in 2 years, or they go down the draft route and go,
is this a project?
This is a 5-6 year project. We're gonna spend the number two pick on the right quarterback, and then we're gonna build around him.
Does that sound like the whatevers to you?
It doesn't, but it's a new regime.
Do you think Dan Quinn's got 5 years?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
He's got a 5 year contract.
Well, it's
great.
Fuck all. But
Gruden had a 10 year contract. Yeah. How did that go?
Well, no, but it's weird. Like, a lot of the head coaches that have been signed have all got 6 year contracts. Like,
it's kind of like the thing now, isn't it?
It's weird.
Is it because so many of the teams were shit that they had to entice people in with guaranteed money, basically?
There is that. I do agree with you in that it doesn't sound like a very Washington thing to do.
Who is their quarterback on their roster?
No.
Right. So their options are draft someone or sign Kirk Cousins.
And
would he go back there? No, probably not.
If you're picking number two, you're hoping that, all right, we're never going to have a pick this high again.
Yeah.
So you draft someone. You've got three quarterbacks coming into the draft who are all highly thought of.
Mm.
You're probably not going to get Caleb Williams because he's number one outright. And then you've got a choice between Drake May and JT Daniels, who are, again, both highly thought of. I think I absolutely see where you're coming from in that there are a franchise history that just go out of their way to fuck things up. But, you know, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. They're a new, it's a new regime with a good, I think, a good GM.
When was the last time they made the playoffs? Was it 2013, 2014?
It was a couple of years back.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Because remember, they got for a losing record.
Oh, yeah.
The NFC East was completely wanked.
That's offensive.
If you bring in Cliff, is there a thought process they're just going to try and trade up?
Yep. Yes. And get Caleb Williams.
Get Caleb.
I cannot get excited about Cliff Kingsbury. Basically, it's two failed head coaches trying to make sure they've still got a career. And for me, it's... I don't know. I cannot, under any regime that they're going to produce, see a way of them being successful quickly. And I think that is what the fan base and the upper levels of management are going to be calling out for. This team needs to create a positive image of themselves now. And they're not in a position to do that with this coaching setup. Or as far as I can see, defensively they'll be fine. But then if you were going to go down this route, why did you get rid of your good defensive players last season? What's that all about?
Yeah.
I know you've got to pay them, but you've just said they've got shed loads of cap rooms. So pay the people.
At least pay one of them.
Yeah, I get it. It's a muddled way forward. And it just doesn't feel like a hopeful appointment, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No. And I can't blame the fans for being pissed about this. Like, let's break into this other part of this, which is people are surprised that Belichick hasn't ended up with a job. I'm not surprised Belichick hasn't ended up with a job. He wanted absolute control. And that is the reason they've mutually parted ways at the Patriots, because Kraft has said, I think you need some help. And Belichick has said, I've won the most things ever except George Halas, so do one. Or Mike Shula, whichever one it is. Don Shula, right? So, fine, like I get that, but then he'll have taken the same attitude to every other coaching position. Who was it, the Falcons interviewed him twice? Yeah. And I should imagine they said no, but Bill, we want...
The only ones that were genuinely interested.
No one else seemed bothered. And I think it's because they know. Like, the word goes around, like, Bill wants everything.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And the only place I thought that would work was the Commanders, because they've got nothing to... There's nothing there to stop them giving control to Bill. They've done nothing except fail.
I think that would have been fine.
I think the Peters
decision. Yeah, had they not brought in Peters as a GM, and a GM with a good reputation. Now, I'm not saying it's going to work, and I completely agree with you. It's not, to me, it's not exciting. I wouldn't be excited if I was a Washington fan right now.
No.
I'd be like, oh, God, really? Is there nothing we could have done to get Ben Johnson?
Could you not have had, if you were going to bring in Peters, right, why would you not bring in Peters with Ron and just run that? Like, it's the same thing. Ron Rivera and Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, Rivera has stabilized that franchise during one of the worst times they could have had.
He's obviously letting go, but they should be thanking him because they were competitive in a lot of matches. And they didn't just go down the route that the Browns or the Texans have in the past and being absolutely dog shit.
No.
I said it last week on the podcast. Why Vrabel sitting there, experienced head coach, right kind of mentality for that type of franchise. And I think Dan Quinn's probably got the right mentality for that franchise as well, but if you give me a choice between Vrabel and Dan Quinn, there's absolutely no contest in terms of what Vrabel was able to do with Tennessee, who, before he went there,
were terrible. Yeah, they were the whatevers.
Yeah.
I don't hate getting rid of Ron. I think his time was done as a useful head coach, especially at Washington. It is weird that all these coaches have been picked and no one found a space for Vrabel, who 2 years ago was leading the team as the number one seed in the AFC.
Mm-hmm. My money is still on he ends up with some sort of role at the Patriots, because they have said Jerod Mayo is looking for an experienced, possibly former head coach to bring in as an advisor.
Why would Vrabel
love that role? Yeah. He'd be frustrated that he's not in charge, but he could work upstairs help with the overall playoff run that they're trying to get to. Now, 1 year isn't going to be enough for that. That's the only thing. But it keeps his hand in.
He gets first pick of the jobs next year.
Yeah, and also, if Mayo falls on his ass, he's there ready to step in. Like, I'm surprised this is not a thing.
I think it could be. Early days still.
Maybe. But
yeah.
I feel for Commanders fans. It's been a rough few years. And I don't see that's... I mean, the Cowboys, say what you like about them, they're probably not going anywhere in the regular season. So you've still got to beat them.
Still got to beat the Eagles.
The Eagles and the Giants are both likely to be better next season than they've been this year. Can you say the same about the Commanders?
Yeah, they could be. It wouldn't take much to make them better than this last season.
4-13 last year.
It'll be exactly the same.
But it's safe in a division you could have made big moves, and like I know the Giants could be better next year. They could be exactly the same. They have been they've been 5-1. Whatever for the last how many years?
6-11 last year.
But like, the Gettleman years, we were struggling to get 4 wins.
True.
Like,
yeah.
And one good year does not make a successful team. Like we were there for the taking.
What's the difference between a tire and 365 condoms?
One's a good year and one's a very good year.
Whee!
I guess what the Cowboys now going into a summer of change, where they've got a lame duck head coach, an owner who is openly courting Bill Belichick. They have the Eagles, you'd imagine they're going to be better than they were the second half of the season, at least. But the second half of the season, they were the worst form team in the league. Like, the sort of the division's there for the taking, really, as much as it's going to be. And I think it's too safe. But no, what do I know? We'll come to be look fools at the end of the year. We always do.
No, really, not on this one.
I don't think we will. I don't like it.
No.
So elsewhere, the Cowboys are interviewing Rex Ryan to replace Dan Quinn.
I hope this is true and works. I'd love to see Rex back in the league. Rex didn't deserve what he got.
No.
Rex was good with the Jets. Rex was okay with the Bills. Rex didn't deserve to have to sit in a booth. Like, Rex Ryan wasn't that bad. That we've had many, many worse coaches in the league since Rex Ryan wasn't in the league.
Do you not feel, and I agree, but do you not feel it's a very kind of Mike McCarthy type move, though?
Safe,
but
he's opened his Rolodex.
Isn't he out of date? Is Rex Ryan in danger of being out of date? Like, he's been out of the game for how long now? Seven years?
8 years?
Is, like, Mike McCarthy's like, oh, I spent a year in a garage and watching film, and now I'm a renewed man, and we basically got the same Mike McCarthy as we did the Packers.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this going to be the same with Rex Ryan? It's like, he's been out of the game for 6, 7, 8 years.
Does he also just want a defensive coordinator who's not going to spend the whole year being touted for his job?
Yes.
There's that, yeah.
Because it's basically been the last 2 years. But like, then it's been all damn
who's to say if the Cowboys do start off badly, Jerry Jones is not sitting there going, fuck this, I've got a ready-made head coach sitting there as a defensive coordinator who can take over.
Yeah.
Which has happened in the past. How Jason Garrett got the job.
And kept the job for years.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever happened to him?
He's a pundit on something, isn't he? On NBC, I think.
Yeah. As long as he's not on the fucking offensive coordinator.
And you know who else has been interviewed or may be interviewed for this role? So you've got Rex Ryan. You've got Mike Zimmer.
Yes.
I like that.
And Ron Rivera.
I like Zimmer.
I would take Ron or Mike Zimmer, especially Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, 100%. Over Rex Ryan, yes. Mike Zimmer was a great defensive coordinator. Yeah. He was actually a good head coach. He just lost the dressing room and maybe a bit old-fashioned, but I'd say he's still got kind of that kind of gravitas when it comes to being a defensive coordinator and still got the knowledge.
Yeah, plus he must have been tired after spending all year with his really hot girlfriend.
In 12 of seasons as a head coach or defensive coordinator, Ryan's defense is ranked in the top 10 in yards allowed 9 times. That's quite hard to do.
Yeah, I know, but that was also 7-8 years ago.
It was.
The league does move on.
Yeah.
So elsewhere, Chip Kelly.
Fuck.
I sent these two headlines. I was like, and the league has gone mad.
Yeah, it is nuts.
Chip Kelly wasn't very good the first time we saw Chip Kelly.
No, he wasn't.
He had a fluky year with the Eagles and then a rubbish year and an even worse year with you, did he not?
I had a terrible year with the 49ers. I mean, he had massive success with Oregon in the college game. That got him the job at the Eagles. Didn't work out there. He pissed off with Harry Roseman. Harry Roseman won. And then he goes to the 49ers and he's got Colin Kaepernick there. And you're like, well, this should work. Because, you know, it was when Mariota was at Oregon and it was brilliant. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got everything you need. And it was just a car crash.
Insipid.
I mean, not Henry Ruggs' car crash.
Oh, no.
Not close. Not far off.
Jeez.
And that was off the back of the Jim Tom Sula year as well.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, yeah. Well, you just mentioned, because they made me laugh when Jim put them out. So actual appointments, the Raiders have hired Luke Getsy as their offensive coordinator. He was previously with the Bears.
Well, that bodes well, doesn't it? The Bears are offensive juggernaut.
Well... Once again, there's a quarterback there.
Yeah, but is Aiden O'Connell better than Justin Fields?
No.
No. So, I rest my case. I think the Raiders are fucked again.
Well, no, but if Bears going for a quarterback is
Justin Fields going to the Raiders? Maybe. But then Luke Getsy couldn't get him working properly there. I don't like that at all. Only way I can see that working is if the Raiders bring in Jimmy Garoppolo. keep Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's not
and play him. Because otherwise I don't think they've got anything. Aiden, I don't understand why we had to see Aiden O'Connell last year. He was rubbish.
He was rubbish.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you.
I don't get it.
I've got no argument with you there at all.
No.
Everything the Raiders does, almost like the Washington whatevers. Everything they do is wrong.
Yeah. The anti-Midas, everything they touch turns to shit.
I mean, even bringing in Devontae Adams, you could argue that was a stupid decision because it's done fuck all for him.
Well, terrible.
You need to use him. It's like, it's what they have is a very glittered turd.
Devontae Adams went there to play with Carr.
Yeah.
They then got rid of Carr.
Yeah.
And Devontae Adams kind of went, this place is rubbish.
Yeah.
I still don't see him there next year.
No, I think he'll be gone.
So, the Chargers hire a sort of ghost of NFL past. They hire Greg Roman as their offensive coordinator. Used to work with
I quite like
Harbour.
Fine with this.
As offensive coordinator at the Niners. Basically,
I like it.
Expect the Chargers to get a load of tight ends. It'll be fine. They've also hired Jesse Minter as their defensive coordinator.
He worked with Harbour at Michigan.
Yeah. Packers have hired Jeff Hafley as their defensive coordinator. He was the head coach at Boston College. He just got tired of how the college game's going. Basically, the transfer portal, the NIL stuff. He's just like, fuck it, I'm going to go to the NFL. Their previous head at DC, Joe Barry, has gone to the Dolphins as their defensive assistant. The Dolphins have hired Anthony Weaver from the Ravens. The Giants replaced Wink Martindale with Shane Bowen from the Titans. The Titans bring in Bill Callahan to work with it. Yeah, so he's their offensive line coach. He's going to work with his son.
To be fair, the Browns' offensive line is one of the better units in football.
Exactly. So yeah,
I like what they've done there.
And the Titans has been one of the worst, so it's much needed. And basically, like the Ravens. Defensive coaches have been gutted, but they've hired Zach Orr, who's been promoted from their linebacker coach to be their defensive coordinator.
And I bet that's brilliant because they're the type of franchise which develop talent behind the guy that's going to go.
Yeah.
And
what's the best linebacker core in the league right now? It's the Ravens.
It's the 49ers.
Bullshit. So, Elsewhere, the Bucks center Ryan Jensen, he's retired after nine seasons, ten years in the league.
Great player.
But yeah, it basically it's just been too much to get him
back. 3 years he's been since their Super Bowl win, hasn't he? He's more
basically been injured. Yeah. He's been doing experimental stuff as well to get back, but it's just not worked.
Well, like dance music.
Yeah.
Ballet.
Yeah, he's doing freeform jazz to but it, bizarrely for a £350 man, that doesn't help. We're only mentioning it because Griff's here, but Rex Burkhead retired.
I mean, look, sexy Rexy.
Yeah. Wait, actually, really.
What a really decent, okay-ish player for both the Bengals and the Patriots.
And your fantasy team.
And he was a demon for my fantasy team. Like, between Rex Burkhead and James White, were there ever two such good gadget players playing in the backfield and out wide on one team at the same time? Like... The comparison isn't direct, but hear me out. Before Debo, you had you had James White and Sexy Rexy, because that's what they did.
The prototype Debos, I think.
Yeah, that's. I'm just saying. Like,
he was a very typical, like, New England type player, wasn't
he? Yeah.
In terms of like just the whole kind of do your job,
Not sexy.
That was written for Rexy.
By the way, he's Sexy Rexy, but yeah.
Hey, he's got a Super Bowl ring.
He has got a Super Bowl ring.
Exactly. Yeah. So, for one bloke I forgot was a running back, to another bloke I forgot was another running back.
You're actually going to bring it up as a thing?
Just saying, Le'Veon Bell wants to come out of retirement, but he only wants to play for the Steelers.
I only want to play for the 49ers.
I'd quite like to play cricket for England.
I'd quite like a go on Christine Andrews.
A go on... I'm sorry.
We've lost a producer.
It's just, I don't know, John, fairly recently you turned 40.
I did.
And I'm not sure you can use the phrase, a go on.
John's face is the same colour as the Ivory Coast shirt.
Yeah. In the background here, yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, no, I don't.
What do you do for a living, John? What's your job? Roughly.
I work in training.
Yep. And does some of that training involve... speaking respectfully to others?
Yes.
Yes, it does. Okay, just checking.
I don't mean it, but yeah. Like,
Have you heard of Christian Horner?
Yes.
I suspect you might have done.
He's my mentor. No, you know what? I was at work today, and I said out loud, Riz, which is a youth term for, like, drip. You know, you got that Riz.
You can't say it's a youth term for another youth term. You're still going to have to explain this to me.
It's like swag.
Swagger. Again, look what you've done.
But it's, you know, like...
Come on, swag. Swagger. Swagger's not a youth term.
You've lost me. What does that mean?
Do you know what? I'm going to
go... than me.
Riz. What's Riz like? Is that like Viz?
Riz is to charm or seduce. So, okay. The way you portray yourself, you've got that Riz.
So it's charisma.
Yeah.
That's where Riz is from, charisma, I assume. Right, okay, fine. I'm seeing...
So I said Riz out loud because I'd heard someone else mention it. And so I said Riz, and then there was silence because I work with a team of like 20-year-old media students, effectively. And then all I heard was... 40. I was like, oh, that's cutting. Really cutting. It really hurt. So yeah, no, I'd but yeah, I'd treat her right, Christina.
I'd treat her right.
Yeah.
She'd love to meet your mum.
Yeah. She would. They'd get on. So
do you put tokens in it for a go? Like, how does it work?
I don't know.
Okay. Leave it there.
So, do we see Le'Veon coming back?
No!
No, we don't.
I should imagine he's returning around the same time as Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, God, yeah. Good riddance. So, it is the Snap UK End of Season Awards.
Oh, good.
We've gone before them, the Associated Press, because we're better than them. These are the ones that matter.
These ones we filled in last week.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I've done the work.
We've already done it. Yeah.
We worry about that.
I haven't got a clue what I put, but
he's got end of season awards, then he's got MVPs. I was like, is
that awesome? MVP, etc. Yeah.
Right, right, right. I have done this. I filled this out. I did an online thing.
So, I've got the results here. MVP. It's Christian McCaffrey.
As it should be.
Not unanimous.
Not unanimous?
Not unanimous.
What did Gary vote for?
Brock Purdy. Not the worst.
He'll get some votes.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Gary who went for Purdy?
Oh, well, I was only guessing. I have no idea.
Might have been me.
Might have been or was.
It was Jim.
Last week, man. I can't remember. Better than yesterday.
So, yeah, Jim went for Brock Purdy. But, yeah, Christian McCaffrey.
I think this year is the year that a non-quarterback could genuinely win. Because
a non-quarterback should win.
Yeah. Yes.
They won't win.
No.
It'll be Lamar.
Yeah, probably.
Offensive player of the year. We have a draw. So it's up to us to pick. So with two votes, Tyreek Hill.
Hang on, have we got a draw? Oh, hang on.
I
had to work it out.
So Tyreek Hill with two votes, Christian McCaffrey with two votes, CeeDee Lamb with a vote.
I know I voted for CeeDee Lamb.
So
was it me?
1 second.
Wait for it. I think it was me. John's just... I'm fairly sure that it was me. I'm
pretty sure you put CeeDee Lamb in the Pro Bowl last week as well. Yeah, I didn't get that.
So, as someone who didn't vote for either McCaffrey or Tyreek Hill...
Assuming McCaffrey is actual MVP...
He's our MVP. He's
then Tyreek Hill.
That's fair.
It should be different. Okay.
For the record, I would take CeeDee Lamb over Tyreek Hill every day of the week.
Really?
I think he's a better player, yeah.
We also have a draw
for
defensive player of the year.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So we have two votes for Myles Garrett, two votes for TJ Watt, and one vote for Roquan Smith.
I know I took TJ Watt.
I took Roquan Smith.
So you get the deciding vote.
Because I took Myles Garrett.
I am going to go with TJ Watt. Myles Garrett would win the defensive player of the first 3 weeks.
That's fair.
Over the season.
I see where you're going from, yeah.
Over the season, I think TJ Watt as well, because he's he's not helped. Offensive Rookie of the Year, we have a winner.
It's got to be unanimous,
yeah,
isn't it?
Surely.
It is not.
What?
So, four votes for CJ Stroud, one vote for Puka Nacua.
Oh, okay.
I'm okay with a vote for Puka Nacua.
Okay.
Yeah.
That might be me.
I'm not looking it up. It's too
no worries hard. For the rest of your days. It's all good.
We have a winner for Defensive Rookie of the Year. So, we have a vote for Brian Branch.
That was me.
A vote for Jalen Carter. A vote for Devin Witherspoon.
That was me.
But two votes for Will Anderson Jr.
Okay.
That was you and your brother, wasn't it?
It was me. It was the Pharaohs. Mm. Yeah. We have a unanimous Head Coach of the Year.
Do we?
Really?
We do.
Is it D'Amico Ryans?
It's D'Amico Ryans.
I think that's fair.
Absolutely.
What a turnaround.
Yeah. No, I can't.
I can't deny. We also have a winner, not a unanimous winner, for coordinator of the season. So Ben Johnson wins coordinator. Four votes.
I think that was what I picked him. Yeah. I don't.
We have one vote for Steve Spagnuolo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that would be Paul. He loves Spags.
He does. Paul does love Spags. Spags would be defensive coordinator of the playoffs. So comeback player of the year, we have a draw. So we have one vote for Baker Mayfield.
Ooh, yeah. Like that.
It's got to be Joe Flacco, surely. Come on.
Damar Hamlin with two. Mm. Joe Flacco with two.
Oh, well, I voted for Joe.
Pretty sure I voted for Joe as well.
I voted for Damar Hamlin because he came back from the dead.
Joe Flacco came back from the Jets.
Hang on. Right, let's just hear this out. Right, Joe Flacco actually did something.
Actually, yeah.
Damar Hamlin came back, and you could have told me he was back, and I never saw him.
Yeah.
So, the Joe Flacco thing is I think that's much much better use of comeback player. Right, what did Damar Hamlin do on his return apart from turn up and not die?
It's pretty impressive, though. We died. We all, like he literally died. on the field. Like Joe Flacco's just come back from being poorly managed. Like, and yeah, what happened?
And
what happened?
Really good.
He was great. But what did he do? He just threw the ball really. Like to
got the Browns into the playoffs. I don't think the Browns go to the playoffs.
Okay, now
he was protected for once, which was nice. And he looked great.
Yeah. I see. It's a fair argument. However, you've been doing this by allowing whoever didn't vote for the draw.
And Gary is the guy who voted for Baker Mayfield.
So either we have to go with Gary because it's the singular, or you have to let me and Jim win because we're here to overpower you.
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco wins the Comeback Player of the Year, despite DeMar Hamlin coming back from death.
This is my favourite Comeback of the Year, Player of the Year since Philip Rivers won.
Fucking hell.
Eric Ebron, surely.
Well, the Eric Ebron Participation Award for Most Disappointing Player.
Oh, I know that I will be the outlier. Because I picked Aaron Rodgers because the lazy git only played five snaps, no?
No, you didn't.
Oh, did I not? I thought I did.
So, we had a vote for Von Miller.
Oh, I might have picked Von Miller.
Which is the right decision.
Right.
I forgot Von Miller.
Right.
I went with Josh Jacobs. We also have a vote for Derek Carr. We had two votes for Justin Herbert.
Oh, that's harsh.
I think that's very harsh.
I mean, like, I don't...
It's really harsh.
So that's got to be Paul and Gary.
That's Paul and Gary. I'm just picking up his stats, actually, to see.
Oh, okay. I remember what I voted for Aaron Rodgers for. It was what's worst transfer or free agency signing.
So Justin Herbert got more yards than basically everyone. When he was injured, he was basically in the lead. It's slightly
because he's a good quarterback.
Because he's great, but yeah, so the Cliff Clinkernuts Award, the Cliff Clinkernuts Memorial Award for worst coach of the season. We had a vote for Frank Reich. We had four votes for Brandon Staley because it's Brandon Staley. Of course, it's fucking Brandon Staley.
Yeah, I was going to say I didn't pick Frank Reich. Yeah. Who picked Frank Reich? Paul or Gary?
I'm just looking it up. One sec. That's a.
Wasn't me. I put Brandon Staley.
It's someone who's not here.
One of the two. That's fine.
It is. Would have been Paul. But, yeah, but
he just wants you to use the phrase the Third Reich.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Getting near the end now. The worst trade or free agent signing of the season.
So this is where I picked Aaron Rodgers.
We had the Washington trading their defensive line for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of second round picks. One second round pick.
Mm. Yeah. Still. They did lose like 10 sacks for that. We had Juju Smith-Schuster.
That was me.
We had Jimmy G. But we had two votes for Aaron Rodgers.
Two! Who did I get in there with? If it wasn't Jim, it must have been Paul or Gary, surely.
It's Gary, yeah. Sounds like a Gary thing.
It does sound like a Gary thing. I've started lining up with him a bit too much here.
I have, yeah.
It was...
No.
Paul work-related. No, it's Paul. It was Paul.
Oh, okay. Thank
Gary,
you, Paul.
Gary went with...
Brilliant. Well-researched.
He went with Washington. So
I think Paul and I are correct here.
You are. Yeah, it's bad.
Well, I mean, he might be brilliant next year, but if you want to be disappointed...
This year, you got five snaps out of him. You paid him what? A lot.
Six, if you include his Achilles.
All right, yeah.
We've just heard, apparently he's on the Joe Rogan podcast, which of course is going to go down great, isn't it? But yeah, so we'll get the winners their certificates. This week, because it gives me something to do in the evenings. Because, yeah.
You're not having a go on a few things, no?
Well, no. Not really, no. And, yeah, I can't even play squash because fucking and Bedford have changed their thing, so it's really hard to get in, which is annoying. So I'm just going to get fat and make some certificates. But that's the end of this week. I hope whatever you're doing for your Super Bowl, you have a great time. I hope the great game is fun, if not at least interesting.
We haven't discussed two things. How many chicken and buffalo wings will be consumed during the Super Bowl? It's always one of my favourite stats.
Lots.
I mean, it's like, half a billion or something. So see if you can find that one for me. And who's going to be the most drunk at Gary's?
Ooh.
Perry?
Jim.
It might be Jim.
162.5 million pound chicken on that day alone, apparently. $1.25 billion worth of chicken wings.
Jesus Christ. And how much of that will be at Gary's house?
1 billion wings will be consumed. Mm. That's right.
That's half a billion chickens.
Yep.
Where do you get half a billion chickens from?
China.
Are they all definitely chicken?
Nope.
No. When you think about it, that's an obscene number of wings.
11 million pounds of crisps, potato chips.
Oh, that sounds so good.
8.2 million pounds of tortillas. 4 million pounds of popcorn.
I'll take an estimate. How much will be spent betting on the Super Bowl?
I wouldn't even know. $300 million.
You're a little bit off.
By quite a long way. $2.5 billion.
$23 billion.
Fucking hell. I don't know anything about betting.
I
won't be betting.
I will.
What's your money on?
49ers.
But what else? Because you normally have one of them, they'll have an interception, a touchdown by someone, and then they'll get skegged at the end and their pants will be blue.
So that there's always bets about how long
Gatorade,
how
long the anthem is. Blah,
blah. What colour the Gatorade, how long the anthem goes. I don't get involved enough to do that. At the start of the season, I tip my predictions. I put on a bet. They've all come up wrong.
Excellent. Yeah, of course.
But the only one that's left is the 49ers to win the Super Bowl, and
go forth and conquer.
Maybe I'll end up with 30 pounds in my
30 whole pounds.
30 whole pounds. I don't bet a lot.
It's not quite 20 billion, is it?
Not really.
I'm not help. Yeah, without me,
no one's going to notice.
The gambling industry would just be.
Is it like throwing chairs off the Titanic?
Yeah. I'm not really one for betting, but I always think if I win, I'll chuck it to charity.
Bet it on
something. And then I never fucking win anyway. I might as well just give 10 quid to cancer research. But yeah, speculate to accumulate. Don't do that for charity. But yeah, have a great weekend. We'll be back next week to go over the Super Bowl and just to
recover,
tie some loose ends on the season. But yeah, have a great weekend. Enjoy. Bye.